This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about Elizabeth's successful summer of health, and I cannot wait to talk about my insight about how I found a way to read more great books. Elizabeth, as we're jumping in, what is something making you more happier?
Well, Gretch, you know what is making me more happier is watching Jack, my son, mature. You know, we talk about how you can't push a rope.
Like, yes.
You can want your kids to do things or anyone in your life, but if they don't want to, you really can't make them. And I feel like he's kind of maturing and developing. And like he was saying the other day, and actually following through that he was going to play more chess online. Like he takes chess, but he never plays. And we're always like, you should play. And now he started actually like playing online to get better. And he was saying he wants to spend more time reading and he's like doing his homework on his own and all these things. And it just makes me happier, obviously, because these are things I want to have happen, but I can't make them happen.
Right. Because ultimately, these are things that people have to decide for themselves.
Yes.
You can't badger someone into all this stuff.
Yes. Especially with like working out. Working out is not something I would think to stress on for him, but he's determined to work out. He begged Adam to get a pull-up bar, and he's been doing pull-ups, and he's committed to running and working out, and he really follows through on his own. Like, he'll say, I'm going to go work out for a little while, and he'll go in our room we turned into a gym and do pull-ups and hit the boxing bag. So it's just very gratifying to see that, like, okay, these things do happen.
Right, right.
You just, like, have to let people mature on their own.
Well, it's funny because, like, so he'll be 13 soon. But, and I might even have thought that this would come later. You know what I mean? This level of deciding and following through.
And again, we'll see where it goes. You know, it's not as if now he's not playing video games and all that. But I remember Eliza clicked into her thing at a certain point.
But for her, that was like junior or senior year. It was sort of a different kind of thing, but it was like all of a sudden things just got a lot easier for her. And I remember saying, like, why is this easier for you now? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just the developing brain goes through these stages, or maybe with maturity, you have different desires or different aims for yourself. And so Yeah. So to have the aim and then to be able to follow through with the aim, those are two different things.
Yes. But, very true. So yeah, I'm proud of Jack. And also, as all parents know, it really is true that like if your child is happy, you're happy. And if your child's not happy, you're not happy. So seeing him happy, of course, makes Adam and me just like very happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's making me happier. What's making you happier?
Well, so mine is also child related. So we're having like, you know, love fest. So Eleanor applied early to college. This is like a big family milestone. She got her application in. She got it in early because they were sort of like, if you basically have everything ready, go ahead and go through and do it a few days early. And to someone like me, where I'm always like, well, what if you fall down and break your leg? Or what if it turns out there's some glitch in the system and your transcript doesn't you know, go through? I'm like, don't have it be same day with all the extra stress. And so she's kind of the same way. So she did it. And for people who aren't part of this process lately, many, many more children apply early now.
I've heard like some colleges let in 90% of the class early admission.
Wow. I hadn't heard that. But yeah, so it's a very different landscape than it was a couple decades ago. But this is like, it was just a big relief to, you know, in terms of like, again, like saying you're going to do something, following through, it's long. So it's just like sort of like, okay, deep breath. Yes. So that was good. That's good. That's
and good. Then she doesn't have to turn in any more until she finds out whether or not she got in early, right?
Right, right.
So
right.
It's a real break in the process. Yeah. Gretch, I'm remembering when you were in law school. I mean, speaking of you wanting to get ahead of deadlines and you like wrote a paper that was due at the end of your third year, you decided to stay in New Haven and write it over Thanksgiving, right, of your first year.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Because you were like, I don't want all these deadlines hanging over my head. This is too much pressure.
This is why I could never be a journalist, because I'm like, I don't like working with deadlines. And journalists, like, all they do is have deadline. Yeah. And I'm like, I can have a book deadline because it's like 2 years away. And I feel like I have plenty of flexibility and everything. But yeah, I don't like having a deadline, because I don't like that feeling of like, well, what if something happens? And I don't know. So yes, because having a deadline makes me feel like I just want to do it right away. And that's a very hard way to live. Though it does have advantages, because I will say my third year of law school I was glad that
everyone else was doing papers. And you'd finish yours long Jamie, before.
Jamie wrote his final paper. I mean, he was doing the footnotes
before graduation.
He handed everything in on time, but there was very little margin of error. That's Jamie. So.
Well, good for Eleanor. Great job.
And good
well
for Jack. Done. Excellent.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, we're going to talk about my summer of health and all about it. But first, this break.
There are some stories from our mother's life that I love to hear about. I love hearing about how she played with a tin dollhouse when she was a girl. And just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for our families forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother and mother figures for years to come. And it makes a wonderful keepsake book so you never, never lose these wonderful stories and memories.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, like, what was your favorite toy as a little girl, or what was your first job? All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/happier. That's storyworth.com/happier to save $10 on your first purchase. When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. LinkedIn does all that while making the process easy and intuitive.
I know that when I've been hiring, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to find quality candidates. It's really hard to handle the process. Hiring is easy when you have lots of quality candidates, like with LinkedIn Jobs. It's so easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, Elizabeth, for how's that going for you? I've been wanting to ask you about something that went so well for you, which is your summer of health.
Yeah.
You set out to have the summer of health, and you couldn't get everything done during the summer because it takes a while to get all these appointments and everything done. But you made enormous strides and checked so many things off of your summer of health. And I'm just like, I'm professionally curious, what helped you to do that? Like you made your plan and you did it. What contributed to that? Just really getting those things done, many of which were not particularly pleasant.
Yes. Well, you know, part of it, Gretchen, I think a big part of it, you talk about sometimes the lightning bolt strategy where sometimes something just hits you and you kind of have clarity. So Adam and I, and he's also a friend of Sarah's, had a friend who had a major stroke. He had surgery, and then following the surgery, he had a massive stroke. Really hit me. I mean, not only because I care about him, but just it hit me in that I'm like, I'm diabetic. And for anyone who doesn't know, being diabetic, like stroke is one of the major concerns with diabetes.
See, I did not know that, I have to say. Yes. I did not realize that. Okay.
Yes. Much higher stroke risk. Mm. And so I just said, you know what? Here I am. I am a type 1 diabetic. Like, let me take this moment and like really get myself together.
And was this something that made you want to have the summer of health, or this happened during the summer of health and that just made you deeply engaged?
Yes, I think it happened during the summer of health. It's like I already had that in mind. And then in terms of, because, you know, I can set an intention and not necessarily follow through.
Well, as one does.
Yes. And then having that happen, I was like, wait a second, let me tackle this. So that really was motivation. And also, you know, I was inspired by a couple of other things, like for the colonoscopy, which I got. I think I mentioned that Leanne Dolan, one of the Satellite Sisters, had gotten a routine colonoscopy and they'd found stage 1 cancer, I believe it was. So thank goodness. And then, you know, I love my lessons from The Real Housewives, Gretchen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Drive-by real lesson, I feel, coming up.
Well, once again, like Teddy Mellencamp, who is a former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, daughter of John Cougar Mellencamp.
Mm.
She has this podcast, which I listen to because it's a Real Housewives recap show. And I mean, she had said on this podcast, oh, I have these spots. Everybody wants me to go to the dermatologist. I hate going to the doctor. I have, you know, it makes me totally anxious and on and on. But eventually she said, okay, everyone has just hounded me so much. I'm going to get these spots looked at. And the doctors found like, I think 11 melanoma spots on her body. Wow. Some of which didn't even look, they're like barely visible. So she's having to have multiple procedures to get them removed. I mean, it's a major deal.
Right.
And so again, it's like, I feel like everything is just telling me, have everything checked, get on top of everything. And diabetes is hard because it's really like every second of the day you have to deal with it.
I know.
It's really minute to minute.
It's relentless.
It's relentless. Every single thing you eat, well, that has carbs, because carbs become sugar, impacts your blood sugar for good or for bad. And sometimes it's too low and sometimes it's too high. So it's not like you could just cut out everything. I mean, it's, you know, it's like you have to eat and you can't have it go too low.
And also things aren't always the same. Like you could, if you ate exactly the same thing every day, it could be different. Stress, sleep. I mean, it's not like you can even just sort of set it and forget it if you would just figure it out.
Yes,
it's like it's constantly changing.
Yes. So one thing that really helps me in my summer now, let's call it continuing into my fall of health, is I have a new medication that's really helping my numbers. So that's fantastic. And I mean, one thing I will say that's good about diabetes is that because so many people have it, there's always new research and new medications. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like when Jamie had hepatitis and they said, just hang in and there will be stuff to help you. I'll never be cured of it, but other people hopefully will be down the line. But there are constant improvements and things to make it easier to deal with. So I don't know, maybe it's just, again, I talked about Jack maturing earlier. Maybe I'm maturing, Gretch, you know, and you have the thing you talk about with like, feel right, feel good, feel happy. I can't remember exactly what
feeling good, feeling bad, feeling right in an atmosphere of growth.
Okay.
Because sometimes feeling right doesn't make you feel good. So it's not like you were looking forward to the colonoscopy or you or you enjoyed it or you look back on it with pleasure. And yet it's part of feeling like, okay, this is what I need to do to like have the healthy life that I want to have.
Yes. And really being on top of, as I've said for diabetes many times, it's your number, it's this A1C is the number you're always looking at. And that really having a good A1C is, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what's going to keep your eyes from going blind. That's when it keep you from having to have surgeries and a stroke, a heart attack, all of this stuff. So, you know, it is what it is, but definitely I feel good and right when I'm on top of it. And I have a nagging, awful feeling when I'm not on top of it.
Well, also maybe having this feeling of having caught up, then it's like, it's easier to keep up than to catch up. And so maybe then it's easier to like, okay, now I'm in a rhythm and I know I can do it. And
yes, absolutely.
I think it's remarkable. I mean, I know how much work it is, and it is a lot of work. It is a lot of fussing and dealing, and it's
just
really
tedious is what it is.
Yeah.
It's very tedious.
Yeah. And relentless. And it's unending.
But Gretch, just one interesting story on the whole lightning bolts of it all.
Yeah.
I worked with a script supervisor years ago who had said there was this time in her life where everywhere she looked, she saw some sort of ad or article about ovarian cancer. She said she opened a magazine and there'd be something about ovarian cancer. She looked up at a billboard and there was something about ovarian cancer. And she said happened like 5 or 6 times. And finally, she's like, you know what? I'm getting myself checked for ovarian cancer. And she had it.
What?
And she went through chemo, the whole surgery, all of it. She survived.
My gosh.
This was like a decade later that she was telling us this story. Now, I wonder, did she have something going on that almost under the surface that she didn't even know she was feeling? But when she saw these things, it struck her. But whatever the case, it's like, listen to the, you know, listen, because maybe you're trying to tell yourself something and you don't even know you're trying to tell yourself.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's that old saying, like, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so maybe she was getting all these signals of like, when the patient is ready, the doctor appears. And it's, you know, it's just like, think. Wow, that's a remarkable story. Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, I am doing well with it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot as the months go by.
Yes.
How my summer of health has hopefully turned into a year of health.
Yes.
Maybe this will feed into my word of the year, which I'm still trying to figure out what it is. I haven't picked mine yet.
I know. Big commitment coming up. I have thoughts, but I need to like ponder further.
Okay, Gretch, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay, this is a tool related to the holidays, because the holidays are coming up and holidays are so much fun, but they can be stressful. They can be a lot of work. And so I've created this holiday jumpstart. So it's all about the 3 stages, which is planning, doing, and then appreciating, you know, because if you plan and do in advance, you have more time to appreciate. Yes. So this jumpstart has know yourself better questions. It has travel hacks and holiday hacks. It has suggestions for using the Happier app. If you're using the Happier app to help you through the holidays, there's this fun holiday bingo to gamify the holiday tasks.
I love the bingo.
Yeah. And then also to make sure that you make time for fun. Like some of the things are tasks. And some of the things are like, oh, make sure that you make time to listen to holiday music or whatever it might be. So if you want to check this out, it's free. It's happiercast.com/holidays, plural. And that is for the holiday jumpstart. So
oh,
that
cool.
is the tool.
Okay, Gretch, coming up, you've been meaning to tell me about a reading technique you've been using lately. But first, this break.
Hey, Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Okay, Gretch, so what have you been meaning to tell me about reading?
Okay, listen, I've had this big insight, and we'll see if I follow through. Okay. So I love to read, and so one of the things is I want to make more time to read. And I sort of tried all sorts of things to try to help myself read more. And one of them was I used to think, oh, if you start a book, you should finish it. And then I'm like, no, life is too short. There are too many good books to read. If I don't like a book, I should put it down. Okay, so I did that for a long time, but I just had this realization the other day that I need to raise the bar. I need to read fewer mediocre books, because I'll read a book and I'm like, it's not that I don't like it. I'm not actively bored or I don't actively dislike it, but it's kind of meh, you know, but I don't know what it is. Do you have this, Elizabeth, that there's kind of an inertia that once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, which is funny because you would think, well, what's easier than stopping? But there's kind of this feeling, maybe you're just ever so slightly curious about how it turns out, or you have this feeling like, well, I kind of want credit. If I read half of it,
yes,
I'm gonna read the other half.
I think that's a lot of it, wanting the credit.
Wanting the credit. I think as an author, I kind of have this feeling, this fellow feeling of authors, like, well, I want people
obligation
to finish my book. Yeah. But I really, really want to be much more assertive with myself about, like, look, you're not actually enjoying this book. There are other books that you would actually run to read, and you would be eager to, like, stay up an extra 10 minutes and you read or whatever.
Yeah.
And I want to make more time for the books that I love. And so I really want to raise the bar.
Raising the bar on the books and lowering the bar on shutting the book.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm curious to see how this goes, because I do think it's a major psychological hurdle.
Why is that?
I don't know. You always feel like you'll be haunted by it. What I have found is, like, I feel better if I don't like a book and I stop reading it, I feel better if I get it out of my house. Because as long as it's in the house, I kind of feel like it haunts me. Like, it's like this little voice that's being like, well, you haven't finished this book.
Right.
And it's best just to remove it.
That's why library books are so great. Because first of all,
you
can get it out of the house.
It.
And second of all, I kind of get a little bit of a rush every time I return a book. Every time I check out a book, I get a rush. And every time I return it, like, I don't know why. It's just something about, woohoo.
What's also good is, should you, for whatever reason, decide someday to read it, you can just go check it out again.
Yeah. So you don't have that feeling of, oh, if I get rid of it now, what if I am haunted by it? And what if I do feel like it was a mistake to stop reading it? It's like, yeah, okay, we'll just get it right back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, good for you, Gretch.
Yeah. Well, I hope I stick to it.
You read a lot. You read more than anyone I know, but a lot of times you're reading for work. So I know you want to read for pleasure.
Read for fun.
Yes. Okay, what is our quotation this week?
Okay, this comes from Anne Truitt, a sculptor and artist who's also a wonderful writer, from her journal called Prospect. She writes, "At the still heart of parenthood is the intractable fact that we can protect our children neither from our own failings nor from fate." So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
I am feeling so much more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Oh, so Elizabeth, for your summer of health, are you getting more walking done because of Daisy and Nacho, or that doesn't really figure into your like daily walking?
No, I am getting more walking done. I'm walking them not every day, but often. And then also just trying to do Fryman Canyon that I love anytime I can. Like,
well, didn't you do it twice in one day?
I did it twice on Sunday. Yes.
There you go.
You know.
Fun. From the Onward Project.